This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. We're in Revelation. We're going to kick off chapter 4. We've been in this book for a couple months now, and we're just getting ready to start in chapter 4. If you have missed any of the prior programs, or if you'd like to hear my teaching on the seven churches, you can do that by going to one of our websites, which is www.wgodontheair.net. And there on that website, there's a link on there to hear prior programs. You also can visit another website of mine, gospelstudy.net, and there's a link on there and it says, listen to today's program, click here. I believe that's what it says. There are a variety of ways to hear this program. I have almost 5 years worth of podcasts uploaded on there as well. Again, gospelstudy.net or wgodontheair.net. You can hear these programs. Also, you can hear a lot of my sermons from Island Community Church, which is on 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sundays at 10:30. We'd love to see you there on Sunday morning. If you're looking for a church, if you like the content of what you hear on this program, very similar to the content of what you're going to hear there at Island, you're invited. We'd love to see you. If you're hungry for the Word of God, if you're not receiving it, if you don't ever have to open up a Bible on Sunday morning, I encourage you, bring your Bible, and indeed, you will open it. And if you would, please open it now, if you could, to Revelation chapter 4. Now, things change here. After these things, I look. Now, after what things? Well, that is after the church age. Keeping with the divine outline of this book, as it says in chapter 1, verse 19, we're about to see the things which shall be hereafter, including the stirring events which lead up to the second coming of Christ. This will be chapters 4, starting here today, all the way through chapter 18. Then the second coming of Christ itself is chapter 19. After that, we have the millennial kingdom in chapter 20. And finally, we have the new Jerusalem and the new heaven and the new earth, chapters 21 and 22. And after that, it's all over, friends. That's the end. I look around me today and I see the signs that, boy, we sure are heading close to that time right now. When you look around and see the signs, I'll save that for another time. In the meantime, let's go back to our verse-by-verse study, Revelation chapter 4. Verse 1, now after these things, I looked and saw, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you the things which must take place after this. That is, after the church age. Now remember this, to help you interpret and understand this book, John sees visions from beginning to end. The book is not really chronological. We see the end in many places. I think the end of the church age is right before the second coming. Read confirmation on that in Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 31, immediately after the tribulation, he says. In chapter 6, we see the end. In chapter 13, we see the end. In chapter 14, we see the beginning of the next age. So he sees visions from beginning to end here. Again, verse 1, after these things, it's after the church age, I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you the things which must take place. Notice it's not that they may take place. You know, when you read Jonah going there to Nineveh, and he says, yet 40 days, you know, he gave them 40 days to repent or else. Even in the letters to the seven churches, the Lord Jesus Christ says, repent or else. He said when he was walking the earth, repent or else something worse is going to happen to you. Here, there's no change in this. These things must take place after this. Now, immediately, I was in the Spirit. Notice this is the second time he says this now. It's almost like after the church age, he went back to Patmos and then he got another vision because it said in chapter 1. Let me see if I can find that real quick. It says, I was in the Spirit. This is chapter 1, verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a loud voice like a trumpet behind me saying, that which you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches. And now here, again, he was in the Spirit. Immediately, I was in the Spirit. It's like he wasn't before this happened, but once this happened again, the voice like a trumpet speaking to him, immediately I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sitting on the throne, similar in appearance to a jasper and a sardius stone. And there was a rainbow around the throne, an appearance like an emerald. Now, around the throne, this is verse 4, around the throne were 24 thrones. And on the thrones, I saw 24 elders sitting, having been clothed in white robes. And on their heads were crowns of gold. Now, we wonder who this group is. The Greek word there for elder is the word presbyteros, which really is our proof, you know, of the only denomination that's seen in heaven. Do you know what it is? It's Presbyterians. That's what it says right here in this text. Of course, the Greek word presbyteros means elders. And that's what this group is here. 24. Who is this group? Some people think they represent the apostles, the 12 apostles, and the 12 sons of Jacob. Now, I say to you, if it was that, then he should have seen 23. Shouldn't have seen 24 because he was one of the apostles. So there should have been one seat missing there, or else he saw himself in the future. I don't know. We don't know who this mysterious group is. Some people think they're angels, and I don't think they're angels. I don't think they're angels because these people, these 24 elders were redeemed back to God. And you can read that in chapter 5. Where it says in chapter 5, verse 8, they sang a new song. That's these elders. They sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals because you were slain and you redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and language and people and nation. That's chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Now, angels aren't redeemed by the blood of Christ. Only men are. Only sinners are. Now, we know angels sinned as well, but as far as we know, angels aren't redeemed by the blood of Christ. It's you and I that are redeemed by the blood. So I believe this is 24 men, women, human beings, whatever they are. We really don't know, but I don't think they're angels. Representative of the church in Israel? I don't know. I guess we're going to have to find that out someday. We don't know. I'm not going to be dogmatic about it because we don't know who it is. So again, around the throne were 24 thrones. On the thrones, I saw 24 elders sitting, having been clothed in white robes, and on their heads were crowns of gold. So this group here, they're already redeemed. They have white robes on. On their heads were crowns of gold. So this group is already crowned here as well. And from the throne proceeded lightnings and voices and thunders. And seven torches of fire were burning before his throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And Before the throne was something like a sea of glass, similar to crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living beings, full of eyes in front and in back. Now, this Greek word here for beings is the word zoa, Z-O-A, kind of where, well, not kind of, it is where our word zoo comes from. These are some kind of awesome angels. These are like God's bodyguards, as if God actually needed a bodyguard. Reminds me also of this awesome vision Ezekiel had in chapter 1. You can read, he also saw these awesome beings. In chapter 1 of Ezekiel, verse 5, it says, out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. Now, the King James Version calls them creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Each one had four faces, and everyone had four wings, and their feet were straight feet. The soles of their feet were like the soles of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. Verse 10, as for their likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of the lion, and the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle. Now, you can read more about that in Ezekiel chapter 1. I encourage you, when you have the time, to read that awesome chapter. You know what an awesome thing? You know, God is awesome. We ought to use that word for him and him alone. He is the only one. He is awesome, and his creation is awesome. What a thing this is. This is one of the things that first led me to be a Christian. When I was reading these accounts, when I read this in Revelation, this incredible sight of the splendor of Almighty God. You know, let me ask the question now. Let me intrude a little bit. Is your name in the book of life? You know, we read all the time, people dying, leaving this world, people killed. Muslims are running around here killing people because they hate people, because they're satanically inspired to go around killing people, especially Christians. Satan has Muslims killing Christians because they love them. Your life could end any second at any time. Is your name written in the book of life? Not only that, a safe could fall on your head, or a piano, or a traffic accident, or you could slip on a banana peel. Anything could happen. The question is your name written in the book of life? Have you been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? All this is promised to you. You can be a witness of this. You can take part of this. You can be part of this awesome scene, future scene in heaven. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's done all the work. The Bible says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness. Righteousness is God declaring those two words to you. To be righteous is for have God to declare you not guilty and to forgive you of all your sins. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Your confession is, Jesus Christ is Lord. Say it to God and before his angels, and say it to anyone that comes a knocking on your door, that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.